Israel slams South African Parliament's disgraceful vote to downgrade ties. By Deborah Brand on March 10, 2023. Israel on Wednesday slammed as disgraceful a vote taken by the South African Parliament to downgrade ties with Jerusalem. The symbolic resolution taken yesterday by the South African Parliament calling for the downgrading of relations between South Africa and Israel is shameful and disgraceful, Israel's foreign ministry said. Even as a symbolic resolution, it does not contribute in the least to the promotion of any viable solution in the Middle East, it added. The move comes amid a push by Israel and the U.S. to expand the Abraham Accords with Muslim and Arab states. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation, is reported to be the next country to enter the accords after the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco and Sudan signed normalization agreements in 2020. At a time when many African and Muslim countries are strengthening and deepening ties with the State of Israel for the benefit of everyone's common interests, it is unfortunate that South Africa continues to adhere to anachronism and the deterioration of relations, a move that will only harm South Africa itself and its standing, the foreign ministry said. 280 lawmakers voted to downgrade ties on Tuesday while 94 opposed the measure. It would see Israel's embassy in the capital Pretoria downgraded to the status of a liaison office. Spearheaded by the National Freedom Party, which has two Muslim lawmakers in parliament, the vote was in protest of Israel's policy of apartheid against Palestinians. This is a historic moment for our country and a demonstration of our unwavering commitment to justice, human rights, and freedom, the NFP said in a statement after the vote. NFP Member of Parliament Ahmed Mansour Sheikh Imam said, "Today we took a step closer to the attainment of that freedom for Palestinians. By passing this resolution, we are sending a powerful message to the world that South Africa remains a beacon of hope and a shining example of what is possible when we come together in pursuit of a more just and equitable world. This resolution demands accountability from Israel," he said. "It is a courageous move that demonstrates our commitment as a country to justice, human rights and freedom." The State of Israel was built through the displacement, murder, and maiming of Palestinians. And to maintain their grip on power, they have instituted apartheid to control and manage Palestinians. This institution of apartheid by the State of Israel contravenes international law and is a violation of the human rights of Palestinians, Sheikh Imam said. The African Christian Democratic Party said it was appalled at the vote. The South African Zionist Federation slammed the parliament for exploiting the apartheid canard. "Unlike the blacks of South Africa, Arab citizens of Israel are not discriminated against. Arab Israelis, who account for 20% of the country's population, have full and equal rights under Israeli law. Arab Israelis hold the highest positions of power in Israel's legislative, executive and judicial branches. Arabs have served as Supreme Court justices and an Arab Islamist party sat in the last government. Instead of diverting our attention to the conflict between the Palestinians and Israel, Parliament ought to take a position against Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine," the SASF said in a statement. The ANC government has created a foreign policy that aims to befriend dictatorships and bash democracies. It obsesses over Israel, which is the size of our Kruger National Park, and at the same time, hosts Navy war drills with Russia, responsible for horrific war crimes and the deaths of thousands of innocent Ukrainian civilians over the past year. South Africans haven't called for a downgrade of the South African embassy in Israel. But they have called, in numbers, for an end to the close friendships between the ANC government and international pariahs, it added. The SASF calls on the ANC government to end its hostility towards the State of Israel, which remains a partner for development for all African countries. In 2023 alone, political parties and public representatives from Angola, Chad, Papua New Guinea and Sudan have all made moves to grow their diplomatic relations with Israel. "It is time for South Africa to do the same," the Zionist Federation said.